This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, retitled, renamed, revisited, if you will. Same conversations. No, not the same. Every day is different because there are different things going on every day that we need to talk about and get your input on. Help yourself to our social media. Jay's working on changing that, but you can still find us in the same places you have before. The situation... For us to discuss, I think, as we start this hour, is the Tulsa shooting. The man carrying a rifle, had a rifle and a handgun. So what happened in this medical office building, and is it clear why he killed himself, but why did he go in there? Is that something that's...
No, they're still trying to figure out the motive. Under 10 people were treated for injuries, and they're still working on investigating if they were injured by the gunman or if it was part of all the chaos of people trying to, the panic and people trying to get out of the building. He did kill 4 people, and then police found him. He had shot himself as well. And in the room that he was found, there were 2 other victims. No word has been given if they were patients, if they were somebody visiting patients, if they were faculty or staff members. But there was definitely, it didn't seem like this was some random act. He deliberately went there. He went to the second floor, and he went to a specific location on that second floor.
Yeah. It just looks to me like the anger that has presented itself here in so many of these cases is traceable back to family life, to what it's all. There's got to be a root cause here. Is there too much freedom in America? That's a question that some people are asking. I've got a freedom of speech, and I have the Second Amendment right to have a gun, and I have the freedom to do this, and I can do that because I'm an American. Can we handle it? Is the question. Can we handle it?
Well, and there's also the question of, what is it, life imitating art, art imitating life? Not saying this was the very situation, but there is an episode of Grey's Anatomy where a gunman goes into the hospital and is targeting the doctors who worked on his wife.
Yeah, that's what I asked yesterday when we were talking about violence. There's so much violence in movies, the videos, the television shows, all the Law and Order shoot 'em ups and FBI shoot 'em ups, all the stuff Dick Wolf produces that are number one in their time slot. You know, Chicago PD, how much of the action of Chicago Med and Chicago, all of that stuff. It's something that people watch every day. Does that motivate? Then the question is, well, I watch it and it doesn't motivate me to go out and shoot, so why would it motivate somebody else to go out and shoot? Everybody is different. That's the answer to that question. So are we to take away the power of suggestion by limiting that sort of stuff? We're way beyond that in our society, way beyond it. So then what is the secret? What's the incendiary stuff? The people that we look up to, are they responsible? And why do we have to look up to people anyway? I asked that earlier. Why do we have to look up to politicians or stars? Why don't we just stick close to home? Why don't we look up if we hopefully have parents?
Role models are a lot closer than we realize they are.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, not everybody is fortunate enough to have good role models in their family life. They don't have good parents, but there's still somebody around, and that's why I think Big Brothers Big Sisters, that organization exists as well, because
great.
You can have role models right in your hometown, right in your community, and you can choose to be a role model as well, lead by example.
Absolutely. That's right on. Thank you for that. In a moment, Elon Musk and what's working for him or what isn't working for him. Don't hold your breath, but interesting things regarding him that we'll talk about in a moment here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. We'll have to harmonize on that, Jay, a little bit here. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner. Elon Musk says a recession would be good for the economy. Huh?
Wait, isn't... Do we have different definitions of what a recession is? What's his
definition of
a recession?
We have probably a different definition of what's good for
us. Do billionaires have a different kind of recession than the rest of us?
I don't know, probably. He's worth $218 billion, by the way. He's 50 years old. Tesla and lots of other things. He started PayPal, so that's where he got his... I think he got $150 million out of that. You got to hand it to him. $150 million would be enough to keep us going, right? But he kept turning it over and turning it over to the point where after 12 years, he sold out when he was in his 30s. He's now worth $218 billion. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he says that the economy that a recession would hurt work-from-home fans and foolish business owners that he thinks deserve to go bankrupt. He's pretty good at sharing his opinions anyway. He's all over Twitter with that kind of stuff. Where is he with buying Twitter? I'm not sure. I followed that this week. Usually follow social stuff more than I do. Is that up, down, sideways? Where is that?
Right. Diagonal, catty corner. What is it? Cattywampus, some people will say. It seems like it's still kind of in limbo, but a lot of the experts are saying it's probably not going to go through. And mm-hmm. Was it ever intended to go through? Was this just a publicity stunt?
So recession, he says, is a good thing. It's been raining money for too long on a lot of foolish people. Some bankruptcies need to happen. Also, all the COVID stay-at-home stuff has tricked people into thinking that you don't really have to work hard if you're working at home. Time for a rude awakening there. So, I think if you look at the reference here, all the stimulus that was offered during the pandemic to businesses and to people, and that increased the amount of people who prefer to work from home because there are, I've seen both sides of this, frankly. I've seen people that are working harder at home than they did at work. They don't have the sort of forced, we'll have a break, we'll go out and do this, we'll do that.
There's no set hours.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like some people will have a boss that sends them emails a little after midnight. Doug Steffen.
Well, listen, lots going on. I got to keep up with the Joneses, if you will. Keep up with the changes. Keep up with the McVeighs.
But also, I will say, because I've worked from home for many, many years for different jobs, actually. And this was even before the pandemic started, having a lot more people work from home. And while I did find that it's longer work hours and you are more easily accessible, you also have more freedom as well, that you can get up from your desk and go run an errand and then come back. And as long as your job is done on time, you don't have these micromanagers looking over your back. And when I was in offices, you'd see people, I was more of a, let me just get my job done so I can go home, where other people had to stay a specific hours of time, and you'd walk past their desk and they're playing solitaire. Mm-hmm. And I was like, seriously, is that the best use of their time? Can't they just keep doing their work, and then once their work for the day is done, can't they just go home or go do whatever they need to do?
Well, the suggestion here from Musk anyway, he's in, I'm sort of thinking about what's going on in my hometown. The new mayor and the chief operating officer have forced people to come back to work in the town hall because they found out that the people who said they were working, supposed to work from 8 to 5, were working from 10 to 3 with an hour and a half off for lunch. And so that's not productive, and it's not fair to the taxpayer. So I guess if you're, you know, you have to be loyal, I think. You should be loyal to the person that pays you. Do what he or she is paying you to do. And if you don't like it, then go find a job somewhere else. But to take money from people who are paying you to do a job that you're not doing is stealing. It's theft. Mm-hmm. And ought not to be rewarded. And I think Musk has something here, frankly. I was noticing, though, he was interviewed in the Financial Times. I saw this a couple of weeks ago. He says that American workers are trying to avoid going to work because they're lazy. He compared American workers to Chinese workers. There you go. That'll be a home run.
Laziness may be part of it for some people. I think that also priorities have changed. Like, look at your generation, Doug, where you're prided over working overtime and doing all of that stuff. And even my generation, when we entered the workforce, it was like, I'm working on weekends because, you know, I'm like a boss. I was proud of myself that I worked the day of my wedding and every day on my honeymoon. And the generation below us, and even now my mentality is different, where it's like, that was so stupid. Just, like, take the time off. There is more of a sense of mental health and well-being and making sure you're getting your rest. Because if you're not your best self, then you can't do your best work.
Well, everybody's different, though. I grew up in a work ethic reality. I came from, well, I guess I learned it because that's what I had to do to sort of survive as a kid, learn how to work. So I work, as you just pointed out, I was up until after midnight last night. So I had like maybe 5 hours of sleep, and that is because I'm moving around a lot of the things that have to do with this program, and it takes the shuffling, takes a lot of time, effort, energy, and purpose. So that's important to me, and it'll be important to the affiliates, people that work with us. It's all, you know, you have to do it, and because it has my name on it, I got to be involved. I will tell you, your father is an amazing guide and help. Jay's father is the fellow that is our guide and counselor. He's been a champion of the program. And because his guidance is important, he's a well-respected radio consultant, so people pay attention to him. And that's important, too, to have as much help and support as you can as you go through. You're making decisions on what you're going to do. To go back to what we were saying, as far as work is concerned, making decisions on what you're going to do or what you need to do, it's nice to have somebody to support you. And I think that's sometimes these things are, there are decisions made in a vacuum. I don't know. I mean, I just think that Tesla and Musk, there's a wrong idea here and there's a right idea. The question or the challenge is to figure out which is which with him. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day Time. Jay Kirshner with a focus on trending items from the social media as we change our handles. So what is the number one thing that stands out with you as you're looking through all of this stuff? Is there one thread? I often ask that because I like to get it. But by definition, the trending things are going to be the threads that are on people's mind. But there's so many different categories. There's news. And there's the business about
culture, entertainment, music,
right? Like Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is talking a lot about what's going on with her now. I'd like to touch on that if we can right after this.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Having faith in your fellow human beings is a big deal, I think, and one of the things that I've always tried to, either subtly or not so subtly, stay as a main thread to this program, thinking about faith. And I'm not talking about faith that you get from going to church and singing the song Faith of Our Fathers. I'm talking about your own doubts, your own fears, changing those to positive expectation. Pretty good example of that is what Cameron Diaz has been saying lately about the fact that she doesn't want to be a sex symbol anymore. She's putting it out there, not leaving it to people who would speculate for her, if you will, or with her. Why isn't she in movies anymore? Or why does she look the way she looks? Not that it's anybody's business, but she's kind of gotten out in front of that, hasn't she?
Well, yeah, and also being a certain type of movie star that she was, where she was America's Sweetheart, she was known for being gorgeous in her athletic and fit frame. Yeah. And I'm sure she's not, like, totally going off the deep end and just eating fried food and fast food every single day with every single meal. But she's probably like, you know, those kind of actors who are known also for their physique get to a point where it's like, that's a full-time job as well, and I just want to live my life. She is 49, she's a mom of a 2-year-old, and she was on Goop's podcast speaking with the founder of Goop and her longtime friend Gwyneth Paltrow, talking about how the whole concept of aging has even changed completely just in the last few years, or the last 10 years, the last decade, where you feel like we're going to live a lot longer than people did in the past. We women are able to have, men have always been able to conceive or, you know, be part of conception well into their 80s, but women haven't had that, and women are able to have babies later in life. She's 49 with a 2-year-old. I'm 38 with an almost 2-year-old. We're living our lives first and then doing the family thing later.
I like what she says about wanting to live to be 110. I want to live to be 110 too. I want to see my grandchildren over the next 50-60 years grow up. She's talking about that with her child, so that's cool. Good for her. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch. Which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oaxaca, Mexico Governor Alejandro Murat says at least 11 people have died and 33 more are missing from Oaxaca after Hurricane Agatha brought deadly flooding and landslides. Agatha, the strongest hurricane to hit Mexico's Pacific coast in the month of May, hit land as a Category 2 Monday. On day 99 of Russia's invasion into Ukraine, President Zelensky has claimed 243 children have been killed by Russia's military, and 200,000 children have been forcibly taken to Russia, including children from orphanages, children with their parents, and those separated from their families. Water restrictions began Wednesday for 6 million residents in Southern California as the state enters its third year of severe drought. Technically, most of Southern California is considered a desert. Residents and businesses must limit their outdoor watering to 1 or 2 days per week or to a set volume of water. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't, at the time, didn't fully understand.
The Biden administration's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN, and one of the reasons America's inflation continues to hurt. Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax says Yellen admitting she's wrong is really no comfort as the inflation problem persists.
This administration has, for the first time, admitted fault, and I don't think that that has happened to date. But, I mean, are we all surprised, really? This is what happens when you have an administration that is chock full of elitists and limousine liberals who have no real concept of what the real world is like in everyday America. So for her to originally come out and say that this is a transitory issue, that this will ease without any plan, without any real know-how of how to combat this, while simultaneously the government spending just last year up to $7 trillion, well, they never had a plan, and now they're seeing that they cannot excuse their way out of this.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, newly revitalized, Jay Kirshner is here as we celebrate National Rocky Road Day today. Celebrates chocolate, marshmallows, nuts, ice cream.
All of the things. It was, did you know it was a dessert before it was an ice cream? I had no idea.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was always, we have on my farm, we have tours. People come visit the farm every weekend. And one of the things that they do is enjoy our ice cream on the farm. And I know that Rocky Road has become a very popular flavor with lots of people. Ice cream, chocolate, chips, almonds, that kind of stuff. I didn't realize, yeah, that there were other things that came from or came through Rocky Road. Apparently,
yeah.
William Dreyer used this. He was a partner with Joseph. It's Eddie. Isn't that the ice cream? Is Eddie, E-D-Y. right? They're the ones that came up with this. You know, Eddie's ice cream?
Perhaps. Yes.
Is that regional or is that national? I don't try to remember whether you can see it all over the country or not. But at any rate, he used his wife's sewing scissors to chop up marshmallows and walnuts and put them into chocolate ice cream. And that was pretty good. So.
Yeah, he's the one that turned it from the dessert to the ice cream. Apparently, the dessert itself. It was first created in Australia in 1853 when they took all these confectionery items that were spoiled due to the long journey coming from Europe, mixed
what
them together with nuts.
Nuts
are only locally available, added some low-quality chocolate, all that stuff, and then they got its name because this dessert thing had what looked like a bumpy road and these little potholes and stuff, and the road to, what was it, to access the gold fields was a rocky road, and they were trying to lift people's spirits that's how they named them. And then this dryer guy was like, let's make it an ice cream.
Yeah.
Which is smart. Everything
ice
should be
cream.
Ice cream.
You scream. We all scream for ice cream. You don't think the world is upside down? Listen to this. With all of the crazy stuff going on, it used to be, in my lifetime, that when the weather got cold, that's when the ants showed up and when the mice showed up in my house. Every house I've lived in, always on the farm, there are always mice rolling around in there. And the weather gets bad, they want to be warm, so they come into the house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, this morning I killed a mouse wandering across the floor in my kitchen. Actually, Daisy went after it, but Daisy didn't know what to do with it because Daisy will chase things around, then she doesn't know what to do with them. So I had to catch the mouse. And there are ants crawling all over the place. Upstairs, down to the bathroom, my studio, the bedroom, downstairs the kitchen. And, you know, I've laid traps all over the place. You've got to be careful, though. If you are putting out traps to get rid of these vermin, you got to remember your dog or your cat. You got to put them someplace where your dog and cat's not going to get at them.
But the ants, to have that many in your house roaming around, it makes you wonder how many hundreds of thousands, possibly millions, do you have underneath your house?
Right,
but think about the ones you can't see.
Thanks a lot for that visualization. Very helpful in making me feel comfortable and at ease. Thank you,
Jay. I learned that from our friendly Tom Kraetler, the Money Pit home improvement expert.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't know we had a mouse infestation in our, we don't have the house anymore, but we saw one house, and the first thing that I thought of was hearing Tom say, if you see one mouse, because mice typically aren't seen, so if you see one, then
they
there
should
are
be seen
many,
and not
many
heard,
more.
Right?
Yeah, there are many, many more if you actually see one. So I saw one, and it was like, okay, we clearly have a mouse infestation, and sure enough, up in our attic, they were having a party.
Yep, having a party. All right, and speaking of a party, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Weekend, a little more on that as we continue here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Immersys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Balin, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, et cetera, but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Drop what you're doing right now. The deals at Kohl's are too hot to last. I got my husband a few polos for just $9.99. Found myself a swimsuit for less than $18. And got sandals for my entire family for under $20. You seriously don't want to miss this. So run to your nearest Kohl's. Because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet.
Select styles. Offers end June 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so 42 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug with the Queen having her Platinum Jubilee weekend. The celebration going through Sunday, honoring her 70th year on the throne. Imagine the Queen's annual birthday party and parade. The colors, he's talking about all those, 3,000 lights will be lit today in England. There'll be a service at St. Paul's Cathedral. If you've ever been to London, everybody here, most Americans, if they're going to travel overseas, always want to go to England first for obvious reasons. I remember the first time I went into St. Paul's. Have you ever been to England?
Have you? I have. And yeah. I think, I can't remember if we went into St. Paul's. I think we definitely went past it.
Yeah. St. Paul's is a mag. It's like a sort of St. Patrick's in New York and some of the other. It's not like going into, obviously, the Vatican. But it's a very, it's an old, there's a thing about going into it. So they're having the service there, and there's the pageant and the concert in front of the palace. Matter of fact, Alicia Keys, I don't know what she, I can't imagine the Queen identifying with Alicia Keys. Maybe Diana Ross, maybe. Mm-hmm. But Alicia Keys?
Well, and that's what I do wonder how they picked up, because the Saturday concert celebration situation with like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Queen, Sir Elton John, we've already heard that she will not be there. She won't be a part of any of that.
Right.
And but I do wonder how did they pick who is going to be performing at this? And also, what an honor.
Yeah.
To be part of history.
Yeah. The Rolling Stones, I think, were supposed to be there. But they are opening, listen to this, talk about anniversaries. The Stones opened up their European tour with a gig in Madrid to mark 60 years of performing.
Wow.
60 years.
In 10 more years, they'll have their Platinum Jubilee.
Right. And by the way, Paul McCartney, no slouch here in this department either, he's performing not one, but two concerts at Fenway Park in Boston over the next week and a half. He's all over the place. I think he's in New York and New Jersey before he comes here. But he's selling out all of these stadiums in advance of his 80th birthday, which I think is 2 or 3 weeks from now. So, and you get right down to brass tacks. Right?
Nobody's retiring anymore.
There. No, but why should we? Under the circumstances. Yeah.
That's a lot of people I always hear, like, you retire, you die, because what's the purpose anymore?
And it's horrible.
Most people I know, they do end up passing somewhat relatively soon after retirement, unless they take on other hobbies or volunteer workers. There's something else,
to keep their body juices going. People say to me, well, how do you keep doing it at your age? I don't even think about my age. I think I'm the same now as I was 40, 50 years ago, and I think that's part of the key. I don't think I'm any different. Can I lift as much as I used to? Nah, I can't lift quite as much as I used to. Is my skin wrinkled here and there a little bit? Yep. But do I feel like I'm giving in? No. And that is sort of back to what Cameron Diaz said, what you were talking about as you grow older, we are living to be older if we take care of ourselves. And then I was looking at and I say that, and then I look at Mick Jagger talking about the Stones and Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood. Good God. Those guys have drugged themselves, smoked themselves, drunk themselves to oblivion, and they still are at it.
Yeah, they signed a deal with the devil.
Apparently, Jagger's 78, Richards is 78, Ronnie Wood's birthday is today, he's 75, so they're why they're not going to the Queen's Jubilee is because they're in Madrid, they're doing 14 concerts across Europe, Madrid Football Club Stadium, they're like McCartney, they're filling up all of these big stadiums where there are sometimes 80,000 people who are watching them perform. How can you enjoy a concert in a place where there are 80,000 other people trying to hear what it is that's being sung?
And everybody's singing along with, and sometimes you can't even hear the artist. Well, in a place that big, you have the Jumbotron, but it's like, paying to just be there at that point if you're watching the show on a big TV screen anyway.
Couple of pieces of music history are hitting the open market this week. The lyric sheets to a couple of Bob Dylan's most famous tracks. They're being sold by Moments in Time. The lyrics to Like a Rolling Stone, Mr. Tambourine Man. The Rolling Stone sheet music is for sale at $1,375,000. Mr. Tambourine Man is cheap. Going to cost you $425,000 to buy that lyric sheet. Imagine.
Wow.
These were all scribbled down, by the way. You know, you hear about deals being made on napkins in restaurants. That's pretty much what this is. Some pretty cool doodles. Looks like he was feeling the song titles as he was going along. Rolling Stone magazine named Rolling Stone the song as the single greatest song of all time. I think that, I've always said the beginning of Satisfaction of the Rolling Stones, number one song intro, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, the Mr. Tambourine Man, all of these things bring back home how people value stuff like that. Passing to note here, Bart Bryant pulled off 3 PGA Tour event victories pretty late in his career, passed away in a car accident yesterday at the age of 59. The passing, the PGA obviously says isn't it sad, yada, yada. He's been part of the PGA Tour for 4 decades. Another guy that's been at this thing that he loved for 40 years.
His wife was in the car with him. She survived. She was treated for her injuries. This comes, a few years after his first wife, his previous wife, succumbed to cancer.
Oof. What a lousy life that never end of a life, right? All right. Well, food for thought. Value every day because every day is a good day. Hold that thought, will you please? 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
They use the same Jurassic Park theme for all of these movies, Chuck Curry?
For the most part, yeah, because it's effective and it brings a lot of nostalgic value. So, yeah, the answer is yes.
It does. Okay. It doesn't bring any nostalgic value to me. I saw a preview of the movie. The dinosaurs are running across the top of buildings chasing Chris Pratt on a motorcycle. I think I can do without seeing that quite well. Thank you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to see it. I'm actually looking forward to it.
I know you are. Because you love that crap.
Simply because they're bringing back Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and I love the original cast. I love the original.
Great.
Here's a pet peeve that this bothers me. Okay.
Yes.
Jurassic World Dominion, which here is a big film, highly anticipated, right? Mm-hmm. Big cast comes here, opens in the United States and Canada on June 10th. But Universal Pictures has already platformed this movie and opened it in a few territories overseas, including Korea, where it's grossed $45 million so far. It just bothers me that they did that. It should premiere here first, in my opinion. Simply because, like now you'll get on the online when people start seeing this movie overseas, they'll leak reviews, early buzz. Like, I like the buzz to start here. That's my opinion.
A good, solid, red-blooded American.
Well,
guys from other countries. I'm with you, actually.
Yeah,
if it's produced here, it should come out here first.
Yeah, I agree. I just think I grew up where movies, it's a universal picture. I want it to open here. I don't want it to open abroad before it comes here. It just bothers me. I don't like it. Listen, stop. I'm
with you. You're not going to get an argument from me. Okay. Bradley Cooper apparently is unrecognizable as Leonard Bernstein in his next role called Maestro. Now, I'm trying to figure out what this is going to be. I think it's a Netflix thing, but it's also going to be on theaters, is it? Yes or no? Well, you know,
I hope so. I don't know. I'll look that up, and I'll get back to you tomorrow on that, the exact release date. You know, Netflix did say that going forward, they're going to favor quality over quantity, meaning an example. If they did two, let's just say they did two smaller films for $10 million apiece, they're gonna stop that model and do one film for $20 million and make it better with more production value. I actually think that's a good idea. There's a lot of there's a lot of not so great stuff on Netflix also. There's a lot of good stuff, not so great also. So that's probably a good thing. And also I read in one of the trades about Netflix that the days of throwing massive overspending at big stars just to get projects in the pipeline to be on Netflix is probably going to be over. They're probably going to be streamline their overall model and not squander so much money.
Make movies and actually put them in theaters where they can make some money. Hello, duh, what a concept. Meanwhile,
we've been talking about that for a long time. I think eventually.
Is nobody listening to us, Chucker? Is that the problem?
No. I think they are. I just think we're just self-important. We're not really important. So they're not listening. They put cotton balls in their ears when we speak. But I think eventually, the model will return to a point to more people going to theaters. But I just don't like the day-to-day stuff. If it's going to open, if you want to open on streaming, open. Don't put it in theaters. But I would say put 80% of everything in theaters that has a budget over, let's say, $30 million. It should play in theaters, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm with you. HBO and Mark Ruffalo are being sued over the fire that destroyed the car dealership being used as a filming location for I Know This Much Is True, that miniseries. Why the hell would they sue Mark Ruffalo? He didn't set the fire.
Well, he's one of the producers on it.
Yeah,
like, okay. Like the Alec Baldwin.
It's kind of like suing Alec. Exactly. I look at it the same way.
That sounds like an issue for the insurance companies to settle, right? Not Mark Ruffalo.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right. And the situation is that it's caused damage to all of the neighbors around, and apparently none of it's been cleaned up. So you still have all this debris, all of these chemicals, and yes, it's creating an issue.
Well, you know what they say: where there's smoke, there's fire.
There's fire. Thank you, Chucker. I was waiting for that. Okay. The Rock's daughter has not come around to believe that he's Maui from Moana. What is there? He's the voice actor, right?
Yes.
He's the one, the voice.
Yeah,
and his likeness, too. And his likeness, too, yes.
Yeah, and so his daughter is gone, but she's 4 years old, right? So what is she going to know about what her father is?
What does she know?
she'll come to terms sooner than later.
Yeah, well, she'll realize how his fame and fortune has probably helped make her life better. Chuck Curry,
yes.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 59 past.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.